Hi guys, thank you for coming back and pressing the next episode. Like I said, like I asked, you do care. Anyways, let's get to it. Today we're going to be talking about how it feels to be an introvert when you first start your master's program. It can be a lot, guys, and I know you understand. So that's the best part about it, and I understand too. So we're in this together. So here we go. Let's begin. So let's just get into it. Like, I'm starting a program where the program is called Marriage and Family Counseling / Therapy. So I want to become a therapist for families, and I'm very like passionate about helping families become healthier in their relationships with each other, because I feel like if we had more healthier families in this world altogether, I feel like it would be a better place to live. So I'm like, if I could be a part of helping that change to come in this world, then I'm gonna do whatever it takes. And right now, what that takes is, you know, navigating how to be an introvert within a master's program and getting out of your comfort zone. And getting over yourself, you know, of having anxiety about certain things when it comes to being in a master's program or in school in general. So what I want to talk about is like how I feel going into it. It's just very nerve-wracking for lack of better words. Like, some of the things that I get a little nervous about is, or overwhelmed about, is when we first get into the class. And right now, because of COVID, it's all online and we're on web cameras, and it's so weird. And it's like you have a bullseye on your face every time you speak. And it's so weird. And it's like in class, you don't, like in physical class, you don't have to deal with everyone seeing your face directly every time you speak, if that makes sense. So my mind just goes crazy when it's like my turn to speak, because like, all the attention is on you no matter what, because it's only about 12 faces on the screen, and they're all going to be paying attention to you, because guess what, every time you speak, you're like the spotlight on the actual screen for everybody else. So what does that do for me, a person that's an introvert and doesn't like attention on myself all the time? That scares me. So I have to navigate through that. And it's like, being a introvert just makes it a little harder. And it's just all about how we can navigate through it and do our best at the same time. And it's hard, not gonna lie. My first day, I was literally shaking, because this was my first time being online and being on a web camera, and I was just hoping I didn't do anything stupid on the software we're using, which is Microsoft Teams, if anybody is using that. It can be a little challenging at first to understand, but you just don't want to do anything dumb in front of everybody, because it's like magnified and so much more awkward on the web camera. So and then also you have to like worry about if you're muted, if you're unmuted. it's just so many levels now. When you're just in class, in a physical class, you don't have to worry about those things. All you have to do is just raise your hand if you feel like it, and there's no pressure about it. And then in the master's program, you're like more expected to be able to speak up and participate, whereas in an undergrad program, there's so many people in the room, in the lecture hall, and you're like, you don't have to worry about participating every single class period. But in the master's program, is like less people in your class, and like you would just look like you are dumb or something, or you just can't, you're not willing to be a part of the group if you don't talk. And that's just something I wasn't used to, so I'm still getting used to that. I had my second class today, and yeah, so the first class, you know, the first day of class, you have to basically speak about your life and who you are to the class, which is very anxiety inducing for me, and I'm not sure of anybody else. I'm pretty sure, like, I have a suspicion I'm not the only person that goes through this. But yeah, I always feel like I need to control exactly what I say and how I say it. So when they ask for like a certain thing that they want, or things that they want to know about you, it's like, okay, let me figure this out. It's like, I don't even know who I am, because basically it's just like, oh, who are you, your background, why you desert me, why you picked this program, or why you're into it, and what your aspirations and goals are. So it's just like in my head, I'm like, oh my god, who am I, and what are my goals and aspirations? Like, I have no idea. And it's just like, I don't know why I just get helter-skelter about this. Like, I know exactly who I am, and I know my goals and aspirations. So why wouldn't I be able to just calm down, for one, and then just say exactly what I need to say, and then just put myself on mute, right? And the next person goes next. But it's just always something. And then every time I feel like I'm prepared on what I'm going to say, when it comes time to me actually pressing unmute and saying, okay, I'll go next, it's like my voice starts to shake, and that hearing myself shake in my voice makes me even nervous. And I'm just thinking about, oh my God, they can hear my voice shaking, and now they know I'm nervous, which I didn't want to portray. So now I just feel weird and awkward, and we haven't even talked about like being the only couple of black girls in the room. It's even weirder because you have this extra notion of, when you're black, you just have this extra notion of, you have to be the best, you have to be put together as much as possible, and you have to be able to be articulate. I mean, obviously you have to be articulate in the master's program, but you have to be perfect in order to make sure that people know you deserve to be there. And it's just, I don't know where that comes from, but it just makes the pressure even more annoying when you're in a master's program. And I hope I'm not the only one that feels that way in class. No matter what level you're on, I hope I'm not the only one that feels like that. Because, and I just want to say, like, you're not alone. If you feel like you're not enough, and if you feel like you're not good enough in the group and you have all these thoughts running through your head at random moments of when you have to speak up in class, and that just makes you feel very nervous, and you don't know, you can't control if you're gonna mess up, if you're gonna stutter. That's one of my things, like, I can't stand when I stutter over a word. It's gonna keep replaying in my head after class and at night. It's just gonna keep replaying, and I hate that. And so I, over the time, I just said, I'm not even gonna say anything. You can't stutter if you don't say anything at all. And that's terrible, right? But it's the truth. And I know I'm not alone in that. And it's even more hard and challenging because now in this online class, you have to literally unmute yourself, get the courage to unmute yourself, and then speak up when you hear a little silence in there. It's not like in class when you can just raise your hand and wait to be called on. It's a different feeling. And I'm gonna get used to it. We're all gonna get used to it, hopefully. But as an introvert, it's just like, you are completely drained after a class like that because you have to expel so much energy and being as social as possible in the master's program because they're expecting you to participate. And if you don't, you're not gonna have a good grade. And for me in particular, it's like, if I don't participate, I'm gonna hate myself for it. I'm gonna feel guilty afterwards because you can't get better at something if you don't at least try to do it. And I think most of the time, my anxiety comes from my ability to not control something and feel like I'm gonna fail if I do try. And we just have to get out of the feeling like if we fail, it's over with. Like, no, failure means literally that you can do better next time, or failure is more of telling you that you can improve. You can improve next time you try it. You know what you did wrong, and you can improve to be better next time. It's all trial and error. Like, if you have an error, you just fix it, and then you continue to fix the next thing that you had an error with. It's not a failure, really. We should just call it little errors that we're trying to fix. And I think we just have this unnecessary stigma on failure. Like, failure can actually help you become successful. And it's better said than done, for sure, because I've gotten better the next day. Today was a better day because my voice didn't shake as much as it did the first day, which was yesterday. And I'm gonna take those small victories. It's all about small victories as well for us introverts. because public speaking can be terrifying, point blank. I just wanted to come in and say that because I want you guys to know that you're not alone in feeling like this and feeling like you're so drained by being social. And it's weird because for me, like, I'm not just an introvert. Like, I can turn on my extroverted abilities, which is why I can probably do a podcast on the side. But I know my limits, and I will disappear for quite some time if I need to recharge. And that's the biggest thing for introverts to do. Make sure you recharge, because you need enough energy to take care of yourself. That's the most important thing. That and saying no when you need to say no is very important. So yeah, it's that time. I hope you've felt seen and heard throughout this conversation. You know, I'm not even gonna lie, I did this conversation early on in the semester, and just to see how much I've grown from then is amazing. And I know you guys can do it too. You just have to believe in yourself and just expect greatness from yourself before you even do it. That's what I've learned this semester, and it's possible for all of us introverts. And just catch the next episode and we'll just talk about even more happier things. Because I feel like this got a little depressing, so we're gonna liven it up. And I hope you laughed a little. I hope you smiled. I hope you just, again, felt heard and seen through me talking about my experience. Because I feel like I'm not alone. I definitely know that I'm not alone. And yeah, with that, we're just gonna go to the next episode. I'll see you guys next time.